Have you ever wondered what it was like to live in America during its early years? Well, we're all about to find out sooner rather than later what President John Adams did with the Alien and Sedition Acts in 1798, Kash Patel is about to finish in 2025. Kash Patel has been appointed by Trump to serve as the director of the FBI. He's a loyalist, a Trump zealot, and potentially one of the more frightening cabinet picks. In 2023, Patel appeared on Steve Bannon's War Room podcast and said the following.
We're going to come after the people in the media who lied about American citizens, who helped Joe Biden rig presidential elections. We're going to come after you, whether it's criminally or civilly, we'll figure that out. But yeah, we're putting you all on notice. And Steve, this is why they hate us.
Did you hear that? He wants to arrest journalists who are against Trump. He wants lying to be a federal crime. He wants any form of dissent from his party to be punished. He wants anyone with a different opinion to not be able to say it without fear of retaliation, even if it can only end up in a civil court. If you're an enemy of his and an enemy of Trump's, you're going to pay one way or another. The best part of his quote is the, "We'll figure that out." That sounds like a modern twist on Lavrentiy Beria's infamous quote, "Show me the man and I'll show you the crime." And just so you know, Beria was deputy premier to Stalin. Beria kept himself busy expanding the gulags and other secret detention facilities for political prisoners. Glad to see that Patel has appropriate role models. Now, maybe you agree with him and are thinking, hold on, this was just a passive comment on a podcast. He probably shouldn't have said it that way, but there's nothing serious behind those comments. It's not like he has a specific hit list or anything. Well, you'd be wrong. Patel created a list of 60 people he labeled Executive Branch Deep State. It's not a leak or a slip of paper he dropped. No, he published this list in his book, Government Gangsters, The Deep State, The Truth, and the Battle for Our Democracy. You can go to your bookstore or library right now, today, find it, and Xerox a copy of it for yourself if you'd like. On that list are people including his predecessor, FBI Director Christopher Wray, Attorney General Merrick Garland, and, of course, President Joe Biden. Now, this list isn't one of the media, but of government employees. But I'd bet you a bottle of Trump's new fragrance that Patel already has a media list he's salivating all over. Now, don't worry. Trump ally Mike Davis says he's talked to Patel, and he realizes he should watch his words. But Davis then pressed that Patel shouldn't be taken literally either, saying, quote, "Kash and I use hyperbole to force people to pay attention to our broader point. Politicizing and weaponizing intel agencies and law enforcement is very destructive to our republic. The FBI must return to its core mission of protecting Americans from crime." Oh, so we can't believe the media, and now we can't rely on Patel's own words either. So I guess we're just going to have to guess at what he wants to do, right? As Americans are crazy, it's almost like we're holding him accountable or something. It's not like he's going to be running a $10 billion federal agency in charge of investigating and pursuing those that it deems are criminals. When pressed about those comments by an NBC reporter earlier this year, Patel laughed it off as all a misunderstanding, the media taking his words out of context. In fact, he appeared to do a complete 180. He brown-nosed journalists everywhere by saying, quote, "reporters are invaluable." But that flattery wasn't strong enough to cover his thinly veiled backpedal on his whole coming after journalists agenda. He told that same NBC reporter that, quote, "it was three words taken out of two sentences, but I basically said we're going to use the Constitution and the courts of law to go after people criminally and civilly if they broke the law." Of course, he accused, quote, "folks in the media of conspiring with the government to push a false narrative about Trump." Patel then went on to say, quote, "I have a problem with that, and I think there should be some form of accountability for it. I don't know what that looks like." Well, Patel, we do know what that looks like, and it's not fun. The great thing about history is it repeats itself, and we don't have to go back too far to find an example of this behavior and its dire consequences. Enter the Alien and Sedition Acts. So what are those? It's a series of four bills passed by Congress and signed into law by President John Adams. They were in response to fears that America would soon be at war with France. The Alien Act has to do with naturalization of foreigners, so it's not of interest to us for this discussion. However, it's the Sedition Act that Patel is copying and pasting nearly verbatim. The Sedition Act made it, quote, a federal crime to publish or utter false, scandalous, and malicious writings against the government of the United States or to aid, encourage, or abet any hostile designs of any foreign nation against the United States. Author Wendell Byrd explains that according to English common law at the time, seditious libel was, quote, any criticism of government officials in a way that undermined their authority or affected their reputation. Per the Sedition Act, a jury would decide if libelous statements made against the government were true or false. The hard part about that is deciphering the answer, because most criticism is opinion. Therefore, convicting someone on sedition was highly subjective. So how did the country view the Sedition Act back in 1798? Well, there weren't conservatives and progressives back then. Since the founding of the country more than a decade previously, Americans were either Federalist or Anti-Federalist. Essentially, they disagreed about the size of government. Broadly speaking, Federalists supported bigger government, while Anti-Federalists supported limited government. Thus, the Federalists favored the Sedition Act, believing that seditious libel was not protected speech. And Anti-Federalists saw the Sedition Act as a major violation of the First Amendment right to free speech. Now, the Sedition Act wasn't just something written down on a piece of paper to be used just in case. It was enforced, and pretty strenuously. More than 50 people were prosecuted under the Sedition Act. This involved more than 120 defendants. Most were Democratic Republican newspaper editors and politicians, the opposing party to President John Adams. To understand how ridiculous the Sedition Act was, let's look at a few of its victims. First up, Luther Baldwin. He was thrown in jail for sedition because one night he got drunk and made a bad joke about the president. Next up is Democratic Republican Congressman Matthew Lyon. He published letters criticizing President Adams as a power-seeking demagogue. He was charged with being, quote, a malicious and seditious person and of a depraved mind and a wicked and diabolical disposition. Yeah, those were the actual charges. He was thrown in a Vermont jail for 4 months, and he had to survive horrendous conditions. It was a frigid winter, the window was left open, and there was no fireplace. Fun fact here, Lyon was actually the first federal official to run his reelection campaign from jail. Next up is James Thompson Callender. He was an Anti-Federalist newspaperman and pamphleteer who was indicted for libelous words. He wrote, and I quote, "The reign of Mr. Adams has been one continued tempest of malignant passions. As president, he has never opened his lips or lifted his pen without threatening and scolding. The grand object of his administration has been to exasperate the range of contending parties, to culminate and destroy every man who differs from his opinions." And finally, it's important to note that the pursuit of punishing free speech wasn't limited to just journalists. Federalist operatives pored over correspondence from President Adams' very own Vice President Thomas Jefferson, hoping to find something that they could use to throw him in jail just before the 1800 election. Now, these Alien and Sedition Acts were incredibly unpopular. The Anti-Federalists, such as Jefferson and James Madison, criticized it in two important documents, known as the Virginia Resolution and the Kentucky Resolution. Their critiques were passed by state legislatures, thus allowing Jefferson and Madison to avoid prosecution under the Sedition Act. In the Kentucky Resolution, Jefferson said the Alien and Sedition Act would, quote, necessarily drive these states into revolution and blood. Eventually, that war with France was averted, but the stain of the Alien and Sedition Acts lost President John Adams his bid for re-election. Let's fast forward to 2024 and Patel's agenda. His spokesperson, Alex Pfeiffer, said in a statement that, quote, Kash Patel is going to deliver on President Trump's mandate to restore integrity to the FBI and return the agency to its core mission of protecting America. Kash is committed to safeguarding Americans' First Amendment rights, unlike Joe Biden, who weaponized the DOJ to target journalists. Virtue signaling the First Amendment doesn't whitewash Patel's efforts to essentially reinstate the Sedition Act of 1798, nor does it make us forget his desire to come after journalists. The funny thing is, people like Patel gain popularity by saying one thing and then doing a completely different thing when they finally have that position of power that they have coveted for so long. Just this year, Patel said on the Sean Ryan show that he would shut down the FBI and, quote, reopen it the next day as a museum of the deep state. Funny how he riled up conservatives by saying the FBI should be shut down, only to seize the opportunity to run it for himself and use it as a bully pulpit for Trump. Abolishing the FBI is a far cry from the new goalpost of restoring integrity to the FBI. You see that? He's doing that whole frog in the boiling pot of water thing. Look over here, I'm going to eliminate the FBI. Whoops! Then slowly over time, he's got people thinking he's the only guy that can reform it. Now, before I let you go, let's recap all of this. Patel wants to use the federal government's law enforcement agency to go after journalists. Then he wants to shut it down because government agencies are bad. Then he gets appointed to be director of the FBI. He not only forgets about shutting it down, but now he's going to take that power he hates and use it for his own agenda. Then when we highlight his lust for incarcerating journalists, we're just silly for remembering his words and believing he'll do as he says. Kash Patel can paint whatever picture he so desires, but words matter, especially when you're vying for a role in the White House. And your previous comments, less than a year old, definitely come into play when we're trying to figure out if you'll run the FBI in a way that won't violate our liberties. If past is prologue, then Patel's last chapter is going to be draconian. Remember when Obama said he wanted to fundamentally transform this country? Conservatives fear-mongered with that relentlessly. Well, slap my libertarian fanny and call me paranoid, but coming after journalists is right up there in the same league to me. Politicians and bureaucrats are anything but creative, so you know they're going to borrow from the past. At least with the Alien and Sedition Acts, we know where we're headed. The scary thing is, President John Adams did this in his first term. He was at least able to be held accountable, hoping to get reelected. He probably tempered what he was going to do and held back how he enforced those acts. Adams lost his reelection, but as you and I know, Trump doesn't have to worry about another election. How's that MAGA hat fitting now? Getting a little rigid and restrictive? Make sure you check out my most recent interview with Dr. Shiva Iyadure.
Kennedy promoted lockdowns, period. In March of 2020, he did a tweet which said, the lockdowns will stop the spread of COVID and will also stop climate change. But because people have the name Kennedy, people want to go suck his cock off. And this is really fucked up. It's a mind-numbing brainwashing. And I use these harsh words, so hopefully it'll penetrate your neural networks to make you realize that you're all cocksuckers to Kennedy. Vivek Ramaswamy, dirtbag. He made money during COVID off tracking systems. It's beyond uniparty. It's Elon Trump, state capitalism. Government and big tech have become totally one.
You can find the full interview on YouTube. Thanks for listening to Overnight Opinions. Be sure to tune in next Sunday night for an all-new episode. In the meantime, be sure to follow the Ladies Love Politics channel on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram.